I will produce him first. He's on the spot. Mr. Mason, have the goodness to step forward. Mr. Rochester, on hearing the name, set his teeth. He experienced, too, a sort of strong, convulsive quiver. Near to him as I was, I felt the spasmodic movement of fury or despair run through his frame. The second stranger, who had hitherto lingered in the background, now drew near. A pale face looked over the solicitor's shoulder. Yes, it was Mason himself. Mr. Rochester turned and glared at him. His eye, as I have often said, was a black eye. It had now a tawny, nay, a bloody light in its gloom, and his face flushed. Olive cheeks and hueless forehead received a glow as from spreading, ascending heart fire, and he stirred, lifted his strong arm. He could have struck Mason, dashed him on the church floor, shocked by ruthless blow the breath from his body. But Mason shrank away and cried faintly, "Good God!" Contempt fell cool on Mr. Rochester. His passion died as if a blight had shriveled it up. He only asked, "What have you to say?"